Reporting for BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Ashley Chilcutt. Joining me today on Christmas Eve is the big man, Santa himself. Thank you so much for joining me today, Santa.
Oh, my pleasure, Ashley, my pleasure.
Obviously, a lot of things have been happening all year long.
Oh, mercy sakes alive.
Especially in the workshop. I'm sure the elves are kind of wrapping up last-minute preparations for Christmas.
Yes, and we go through gallons and gallons of hand sanitizer, and every one of them have been immunized and vaccinated for this COVID thing. We're all getting very tired of it, too.
Yes, it sounds like you'll have a very healthy or maybe sick-free Christmas, hopefully.
Yes, yes. We're all staying very healthy. Very healthy.
That's good to hear, especially with all the cold temperatures up in the North Pole.
Oh, we're used to the cold. It's not a problem.
I'm sure you can make your own clothes, even if it is too cold. You'd be like, make a new coat.
Yes.
Each Christmas Eve night, kids put out special plates of cookies for you, and maybe even a little treat for the reindeer. What's your favorite cookie?
I like a good chocolate chip cookie, but I never met a cookie I didn't like.
That explains the jolly old belly.
Yes. I do have to be cautious and mix it with a little bit of protein. There, you know, I don't mind having some celery or some carrots, and the reindeer love the celery and carrots, or even apples. They're quite prone to that also. And once in a while, I'll slip them a chocolate chip cookie.
It sounds like you might trade off little treats on Christmas night.
Yes, we do.
So you'll take the carrot and the reindeer takes the cookie.
Yes.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
Well, we all appreciate it. It's a big job. One way or another, we've got to keep our energy up. That is a big job for all of us.
Yeah. I know that for most families, putting out cookies is a tradition for their family. Now, what's a tradition you and Mrs. Claus have?
After I get home, nice warm quilt with a nice cup of hot chocolate.
Sounds very cozy. I'm sure
yes.
You need it.
Oh, yes. And then we have some elves that are very talented as chiropractors also.
Ah.
So I get a good massage afterwards also.
Well, Santa is an old man. So how are you feeling about having to fly in the sleigh on this really cold Christmas night?
It's just part of the job. It's something I volunteered to do, and I just enjoy the job.
I mean, you must have to enjoy it if you do it every year without fail. And there's a lot of kids counting on you each year. So I'm sure that's both rewarding and maybe high pressure at the same time.
It can be. It can be. But as long as they've stayed good and they're on my good lists, then there doesn't seem to be a problem. And parents are very helpful also to let me know how those young people have been.
Yeah. It seems like, though, you do have a big place in your heart for children.
I mean, I've got certain things, you know, memories that have, I mean, really pierced my heart. You know, different things, you know, talking to kids. And, you know, there was a time where I was at a Christmas tree fantasy, and it was during Gulf War, and a mother, and I think there were four children there, and I don't remember the ages, but I turned to the oldest and asked her, "What do you want for Christmas?" And she said, "I want my dad to come home." Oh, it broke my heart, and I'm looking over, and the ladies that are helping me, they're starting to tear up, and it just took me by such surprise, I didn't know what to do. Come to find out, he was a sailor. And he was at sea. If I'd had the presence of mind, I would have got their name, got a hold of him, and said, "Hey, call your daughter. Let her know that you want to be there, that Santa Claus found you, and if it was within his will, you'd have been under the tree."
It sounds like you're mindful of every child's wish, especially a Christmas wish.
Yes. And we all have Christmas wishes. I find adults even have Christmas wishes. And I get it all the time that, oh, you're not real. I'm as real as you are. But remember something. When you quit believing in Santa Claus, the fun stuff quits coming.
Well, we all like to have fun, so.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we do. And I carry my favorite toy with me all the time also. I carry a yo-yo with me. That's my favorite toy.
Why is the yo-yo your favorite, Santa?
Oh, I don't know. It's just a little thing that I can keep in my pocket. Spare minute, I can do a around the world, or just even just throw it and let it sleep. You know, it's just a fun little gadget to play with.
So it sounds like an easy to carry token that you enjoy.
And it is too. That too.
Awesome. Well, I have invited you here today to do a special reading of the traditional A Night Before Christmas poem. Do you mind doing that now for us, Santa?
Oh, no, not a bit. I'd be happy to. Okay. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that, oh, St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were all nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew it in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his courses they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of an eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying a finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down on a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Thank you so much, Santa. That was definitely very personal, especially coming from you. And I understand, though, that you have a special connection with pilots, specifically because you're also very acquainted with flying as you take the reindeer sleigh each year. Tell me a little bit about the adaptation of A Night Before Christmas that you've come across over the years.
Oh, there have been so many. I have visited with pilots of all sorts. I keep checking the FAA regulations to see if maybe I can have one of them accompany me or other pilot friends accompany me. And sadly, the FAA just won't let it happen. I'm only rated to fly cargo and not passenger.
In a reindeer-drawn sleigh, skybound sleigh. Well, Santa, if you don't mind, I would love to hear the aviation adaptation of The Night Before Christmas poem.
Okay. For those of you that are older, I heard this broadcast by Paul Harvey. And this was back from 1997. And it was sent to him because it was posted in the Buffalo International Airport's Pilot's Lounge. So, 'twas the night before Christmas all over the place, when we were confronted by an old flying ace. There's ice ring reported and turbulent hair. He said, file me a flight plan, I got to get there. Outside sat his aircraft all ready to run, as the old man walked out to his P-51. Bad weather's no problem, he silently mumbled. The prop came to life. The big Merlin rumbled. He eased in the throttle. The roar shook the ground. He taxied on out and turned it around. He went through his run-up. He seemed satisfied. Then he said to himself, I'm in for a ride. So he lined it up straight as he poured on the coal. The tail wheel came up as he started to roll. Up off the runway, he sucked up the gear, and that mighty V-12 was all you could hear. He screamed overhead with a deafening crack. The blue flames were flying from each shiny stack. He pulled up the nose and started to climb. No ice on that airframe. It didn't have time. On top of the weather, with the levers all set, he looked up above him and saw a Learjet. With jet fuel and turbines, there just ain't no class. Give me pistons and props and lots of av gas. Now he was approaching where he wanted to go, but weather had covered the runway with snow. How will he land? We'll just have to guess, because the only way in was a full ILS. Then over the marker he started his run. The ceiling was zero, visibility none, still going 300, and he felt the need for an overhead brake to diminish his speed. Over the numbers he zoomed like a flash, pulled into his brake, and just knew he would crash. Oh, why do they do it on these kinds of nights? Then over the threshold he saw landing lights. I'm on short final, with three in the green. I can see enough runway to land this machine. Then he tied down his Mustang, and they all heard him say, next year, I'm sticking to my reindeer and sleigh.
I'm sure. Do you prefer a reindeer and sleigh to an aircraft?
Well, yes, quite a bit. But there's nothing like the sound of a Mustang, unless it's two.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Santa. It was a pleasure being able to meet you in person and to have this conversation about Christmas.
Thank you, Ash. I'm glad you can invite me. I've got to get going. I'm about ready for my takeoff. My reindeer are out there. They're prancing and pawing. and the elves have got everything ready. So all I've got to do is get in and go. So it's been a pleasure to talk to you, Ashley.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like I've got to let you go take care of Christmas.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.
Oh. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.